Verse 255.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون.
O ye who believe, spend out of what we have bestowed on you, before the day comes wherein there shall be no buying and selling, nor friendship, nor intercession. And it is those who disbelieve that do wrong to themselves. Footnote 315. On that day, salvation will not be had for a price. It will depend only on one's good works, coupled with God's grace. Footnote 316. There will be no occasion for forming new friendships on that day. Footnote 317. See footnote 85.
Verse 256.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
الله. There is no God save Him, the living, the self-subsisting and all-sustaining. Slumber seizes Him not, nor sleep. To Him belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. Who is he that dare intercede with Him, save by His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they encompass nothing of His knowledge except what He pleases. His knowledge extends over the heavens and the earth, and the care of them wearies Him not. And He is the High, the Great. Footnote 318. Kursi means a throne, a chair, buttress of a wall, knowledge, dominion and power, akrab. Karasi is plural, meaning men of learning. The verse beautifully describes the unity of God and His great attributes. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said that Ayatul Kursi is the loftiest verse of the Quran. Muslim.
Verse 257.
لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
There is no compulsion in religion. Surely, the right way has become distinct from error. So whosoever refuses to be led by those who transgress and believes in Allah has surely grasped a strong handle which knows no breaking. And Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Footnote 319. The injunction, embodied in the preceding verses, to make special sacrifices in the cause of religion and to fight the enemies of Islam was likely to give rise to the misunderstanding that Allah desired Muslims to use force for propagating their religion. This verse removes that misunderstanding and not only forbids Muslims in most emphatic words to use force for converting non-Muslims to Islam, but also gives reasons why force should not be used for this purpose. It is because truth stands out distinct from error, so there has remained no justification for using force. Islam is manifest truth. Footnote 320. Taghut is one who exceeds proper bounds. The devil. Such persons as turn others from the right path. All idols. The word is used both as singular and plural. Chapter 2, verse 258, and chapter 4, verse 61.
Verse 258.
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Allah is the friend of those who believe. He brings them out of all kinds of darkness into light. And those who disbelieve, their friends are the transgressors, who bring them out of light into manifold darknesses. These are the inmates of the fire. Therein shall they abide.